Talk to Dad.
Hello and welcome to the Talk Dad podcast, episode 164. Got William here with me.
Hello, I am William.
How's it going, Will?
Pretty good.
School is back in session. You are in school. This is a school night. It was a school day. It changes everything, doesn't it?
Yeah. I feel like I've kind of already gotten used to it, though. It's
been your first day of school was last Thursday, right? So you've been in school for a week as of
today?
Yeah.
My computer science teacher pointed out that we've made it a full week by now.
Yeah.
Or a week and one day.
It just, does it seem like, excuse me, does it seem like it's been long or been short since school started?
I guess pretty long.
Or just actually. About a week.
I mean, I'd say pretty long. Like, the first day of school does feel like a while ago. Maybe partly because, like, when you're in high school, like, the first couple of days, like, introductions, but then after that you get right into the curriculum. So, like, that makes it really feel like you're kind of, like, progressing and getting somewhere.
Mm-hmm. I feel like the one thing I notice more than anything when school's in session, and I don't even go to school, is, like, how much less sleep we get because we have to get up earlier and get everybody ready.
Yeah, I feel like I'm kind of immune. I think my body has just, like, become numb to being tired at this point, though, where, like, I don't even notice when I'm tired.
I do. I notice. I think the older you get, the more you notice. I definitely, like, by the end of the week, I struggle a little bit more. And yeah. I don't always get the most sleep when school's not in session because sometimes work gets busy and I work into the night. But when school's going, it just seems like, I don't know, I have to get out of bed more promptly and I just got to get everybody ready. And
I've always had a philosophy that, like, you don't truly know what it's like to be tired until about eighth grade.
I think when you're young, you kind of downplay how much sleep is really important.
Yeah.
I think, like, kids feel like, and this is not just sleep, this is kind of everything. When you're a kid, you sort of feel like you're immortal. Like, nothing will ever hurt you. Nothing bad will ever happen to you.
Yeah.
The older you get, the more you realize, no, I'm very mortal. Things do affect me. Like, when I'm tired, I don't think as well. I don't react as well. I don't do a lot of things as well. And I just, you know, you need to take care of yourself more.
I will say, like, I could have a worse bedtime. Like, I always hear, like, as I'm, like, walking out of seminary or, like, in between classes or whatever, like, you hear people talking about, like, hey, what's your bedtime? We hear people say that, like, they go to bed at midnight every night. And, like, when they wake up at, like, 6 a.m. for seminary and stuff like that, like,
It's not good. It's not good to stay up that late.
I technically go to bed at 9 o'clock, except for when I procrastinate on homework and I end up not going to bed at 9 o'clock.
I'm going to say you rarely make it to bed by 9 o'clock. It's more like 9:30. 9 is about the time you start getting ready for bed.
Yeah. Technically, my bedtime is 10 o'clock during the summer. But
when you were a kid, a little kid, you used to go to bed at 7:30.
Yeah. And I remember, like, I'd always wanted later bedtime, but, like, really just because, like, I'd heard other people talking about how they had later bedtimes. And, like, that was pretty much the only reason.
And then when you got to be a little bit older, I think your bedtime moved to, like, 8:30.
Yeah, like, moved to 8 o'clock. And then 8:30. And I remember, like, towards the end of, I think, like, 8th grade, there's a little bit where, like, I got to have 9 o'clock bedtime, but Henry still got 8:30. So Mom's plan was to just, like, always tell Henry that I just had a project or something. And, like,
it lasted very long, though.
It was towards the end of the school year, so, like, it wasn't a huge problem, but
I don't think that lasted very long. It's kind of hard to have, like, siblings. In our family, it's like two sets of siblings. So Elizabeth and Phoebe were one set, and you and Henry are one set. And it's hard to have either set have a different bedtime.
I will say, like, when I was, like, a little kid, like, it used to be, like, the coolest thing ever when I got to, like, stay up late on school day or whatever for whatever reason. I remember, like, there's this one night where, like, I had a 7:30 bedtime, and I figured out that, like, some of the other siblings are watching that one Wallace and Gromit movie with, like, the, like, evil baker. I can't remember what it's about. But I remember, like, baker. Getting up and being like, hey, why are you guys watching this without me? And I got to watch the entire thing.
Which one is that? I'm trying to remember. It's the one. So there's the Wrong Trousers. Is it the Wrong Trousers?
It was after
the Wrong Trousers is the one with the penguin.
It was much after. There were, like, three shorts, and one of them was three shorts. One of them was the Wrong Trousers, and, like, years
and
later
then there's
they
the
did,
one
like,
where they
a
go to the moon, Grand Day Out.
Those are weird shorts.
And then there's a grand day out. There's the wrong trousers. What's the third one?
Is the wrong trousers the one with the robotic dog? Oh, yeah. Close shave.
Close shave.
And then, like, years later, they worked on the, like, baking one. I forgot what it was about, but it was about an evil baker, I think. But I remember, like...
Was it a Wallace and Gromit movie?
Yeah. And I remember, like, I got to, like...
That as well.
I remember I got to stay up late to watch the entire thing, and it felt like the coolest thing ever.
I would say most of the time you actually stay up later than 9 o'clock, even though the 9 o'clock's your bedtime.
Yeah, I mean, last year. I mean this year...
Don't get me wrong, I want you to go to bed at 9 o'clock, but there's a lot of times when you just have too much homework and you end up staying up later.
Yeah, I mean, this year I'm kind of trying to, like, divide up my work and, like, get things done earlier, because that was really bringing down my grades last year.
Yeah, it's better to be more disciplined. When you put things off, you just don't do as good of a job.
Yeah.
So last night, I went to bed, and for some reason I had a hard time getting to sleep. I don't know. I just laid there. You know how sometimes you go to bed and it's just like you can't turn your brain off and it just, you don't want to go right to sleep.
Yeah.
You ever have that happen? That happened to me last night. And so I was really tired, but for some reason I couldn't get to sleep. And finally, like I had just started to get to sleep. I think I'd probably just fallen asleep around midnight and the bedroom door opens. And you know who it was?
Was it me?
No. It was your brother. Your brother was sleepwalking. Henry was sleepwalking for the first time in the day. I remember him ever doing it. I haven't even asked him about it. I was going to ask him this morning, like if he remembers it at all.
Did he say? What?
Do you remember sleepwalking last night? I sleepwalked. He said, I sleepwalked. Yeah, he came into so he opened the door and it was like really loud. Not like loud, but you know how like when everything's quiet at night, like everything seems loud. He opened the door and walked in and I was like, who is that? Henry, is that you? And he kind of mumbled and I was like, Henry, is that you? He was like, and I said, Henry, what are you doing?
It is like really.
Henry, what do you need? Do you need to go use the bathroom? He's like, no, I don't need. Like it wasn't making any sense. And so I got out of bed and like walked up to him like, Henry, what are you doing? And he didn't say anything. And I kind of like put my arm around him and he jumped. He was like, ah, you scared me. And then I like walked him out the hallway and kind of walked him. Because a lot of times I learned this from when Elizabeth used to sleepwalk when she was a kid. A lot of times when she sleepwalked, it was because her brain told her she needed to get out of bed and go use the bathroom. So I used to always lead her to the bathroom and then she'd just go to sleep. But so I led him over to like the half bath by the stairs and said, Henry, go use the bathroom. And he was like, okay. He went in there and used the bathroom. I assume he went back to bed because I went back to bed.
I'm guessing by then
he was really out of it.
I'm guessing by then he was like 75% awake.
And he just like walked right into our room and was totally out of it. And now he doesn't remember it at all.
It can be really creepy to like interact with a sleepwalker or someone who's like mumbling in their sleep.
At least 3 out of 4 of our kids have sleepwalked.
I remember there's a time in 8th grade when like, or maybe 9th grade, where I like woke up and I kind of like half dreamed that there was some sort of like bomb or something like right next to my bed. And I remember like, I vaguely remember, and then Henry told me about it later, like telling Henry, like, Henry, get out of the room now. And I like ran downstairs and I was told you, I like tried to like explain it, but halfway through I was explaining it, I realized that it was just a dream. So I was like, oh yeah, I was doing my homework, but then I wasn't doing my homework. And then I was like, wait a minute, this is just a dream.
You were sleepwalking last night, Henry. Henry just walked in.
I know, but I actually remember that very well, like what Will's describing right now. So basically, he said, get out of bed. And then we went downstairs into Mom's room. And for some reason, he wanted me to come along. And he said, like, oh, I was doing homework on my tablet, but then it wouldn't let me do homework.
Whoa. And that was before I got parental controls that are glitchy on my phone.
So, Henry.
That's foreshadowing.
I have another question for you. Do you notice William talking in his sleep a lot?
No.
Because he does all the time.
Apparently I do.
Yeah, you do. I'll be like working on my laptop downstairs in the family room, and I'll hear you just saying random things, like kind of loud.
There's like
occasionally I'll not be able to sleep very well, and then I'll start hearing him sleep talking, and I won't be able to go to sleep. Although actually, sometimes I'll say, "Will, you're sleep talking," and it'll stop.
Yeah. That's weird. Sometimes there are sometimes when Henry will like make like a grunt or something, and I'll like ask like Henry, and I'll just kind of like mumble a little more, but like not too frequently.
Sleepwalking is kind of creepy the same way that like zombies are creepy.
Yeah.
It's like anything, because zombies are like undead, right? They're neither dead nor alive. Sleepwalkers are like neither asleep nor awake.
You ever
had
that?
And that makes them creepy. There's creepiness in that ambiguity.
Have you ever had that weird experience where like, it's a bit hard to describe, but like you wake up in the middle of the night and it's kind of like you're dreaming, but you can actually like see things with like your actual eyes, and it's like, you're trying to like do like some sort of task, but like you can't quite do it, and you're just kind of like walking around the room or whatever, and it's always like a little bit disappointing, but then like at the end you realize
like not
that,
literally walking, just in your dream you're walking.
Well, no, like you're like you're technically awake, but like you're still dreaming kind of like in your thoughts.
Hmm,
and you think weird. Like you kind of think like you're about to do something, and like
I don't know if I have that, but I definitely have had like dreams where like in my dream I think what's happening is like I'm dreaming, but like my actual eyes are like a little bit open. And so like everything in my dream seems kind of dark and murky, and I can't see really well. And it's like I'm trying to open my eyes. It's kind of like that thing where you're trying to run and it's like you're running through water or mud.
Oh, I hate when this has happened to me so much that now whenever it happens in my dream, I actually like realize that I'm in a dream and like start like freaking out because it irritates me so much. Where like, you like have a dream that you're in your own house, but all the lights are super dim and you can't turn any lights on.
Oh, yeah.
I hate it when that happens. It's so annoying.
Yeah. And it makes it kind of freaky or scary or whatever.
And now I've kind of learned to like realize, oh, this is a dream. And like, weirdly enough, it turns out that like lucid dreaming is something that can get better with practice.
Yeah, I've heard about that. I've read like stuff about that.
Yeah, like it used to be really hard for me. Now I can do stuff like turn on lights or whatever, but it takes like a lot of concentration.
So lucid dreaming, for anyone who might be listening to this that doesn't know, that's like when you can be aware of the fact that it's a dream and you can start to control the dream.
You basically gain superpowers in your own dreams. That's actually kind of cool. But it takes me like a lot of concentration to do anything.
Yeah, I don't know if I would say like true lucid dreaming is pretty rare for me, but it's not that unusual for me to figure out during the dream that it's a dream.
I have like weirdly like whenever I learn something in a dream, I kind of keep that with me for later dreams when I realize it's a dream. So like I used to like when I figure out something was a dream, and I like there was this one dream where I like was really rude to a teacher, and then I figured out it was a dream, and I went over to the teacher and I was like, I'm sorry, this is a dream, I'm really sorry. But now I've actually realized that like if it's a dream, then nothing is real, so nothing matters.
Yeah, I always kind of like it when something like really bad happens to you in a dream. I like that moment when you figure out it's a dream and you're like, oh good, because that was really terrible. I'm glad this doesn't matter at all.
Yeah, I'll like, I swear it's like at certain times of year, like on a like annual schedule, where I'll just have like way too many dreams about like going to school naked. They're starting to get like more elaborate and like kind of better written and just like more torturing. Yeah. But like, I remember there was this one where like I figured out that I was dreaming and I was just like super relieved.
Speaking of going to school, not naked, but just going to school. You were telling me like there's some different things about the way your school is run this year.
Yeah. I could probably make a list of all the questionable things they're handling with our school. Like before I like slightly semi rant about this, like I will say like in terms of things that actually affect me and like my experience in school, I actually really like the school that I go to. Like I think that like kind of like the culture among like my grade is like really like kind of fun and like meme-y, and like I think everyone is generally like pretty nice as high schools go. That being said, the way they are running the school is very strange. So like first
give me some
of all,
examples.
So first of all of the teachers, like they replaced their technology and stuff, which on one hand is nice because they finally replaced all the Windows 7s, which is a really old computer at this point, with like Windows 10s, but also none of them have actual like numbers now, so no one can call them from their classrooms right now.
What do you mean? Like,
well, like they don't have like numbers on their new phones, so like no one, like no parent can like call them, or like the office can't ever call them and tell a student to go home or anything.
So they can't call the classrooms?
Yeah, like they don't have numbers yet.
Like the classrooms have phones, but the phones don't have like extension numbers.
Yeah, I'm not really sure how that works, but yeah. Like Also, all of the teachers, this one's a really weird one. All of the teachers don't have any, like, plugged-in computers anymore at their desk. They just have to borrow, like, Chromebooks from all the, like, Chromebook carts that are around our school. Because apparently, like, there's some teachers that will, like, not pay attention to students and just be on the computer.
Stay on the computer. That's pretty
funny.
So they
only have a single computer.
It's not funny, but it's kind of funny.
They only have a single computer, and it's one that's, like, hooked up to the projector, which, like, causes a lot of problems. Hmm. Also, this one is maybe the worst one. I don't know why this happened, but it did. Our school only has 2 custodians, while there's supposed to be 11.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Custodians shortage all of a sudden?
Yeah, which makes me feel really bad for the custodians.
Hmm. Guess they gotta hire somebody.
Yeah. The one that actually irritates me the most and does actually affect me is the fact that our school, actually our district, decided that for some reason they no longer like Google Classroom. If you don't know what Google Classroom is, it's basically just like a site where like you can like ask teachers questions and they'll have their own like little file for classrooms. You can like turn in assignments online and stuff. Mm-hmm. It was like the most like easy and efficient website ever, and I actually really, really appreciated it. And then they decided to replace it with something called Canvas, which I've never heard of before, because it sucks.
So nobody's using Google Classroom this year?
There's a couple of teachers who are still using Classroom because even they admit that Canvas is actually the worst. Mm. But like it doesn't even look like an actual like individual site. It just looks like any other site. Like there's nothing like unique about its design. And like it's super duper glitchy on mobile. And now like we have Google Classroom and Canvas because of some teachers. So you have to switch between the two. And like all of us were used to Google Classroom. There's been a lot of people complaining about that.
Seems like Google products are usually very usable. Plus they update them and they debug them all the time.
Yeah, I've always actually really, really respected Google products. Like Google Slides, Google Docs, Google Classroom is pretty much like, and just Google is pretty much like the vastly like superior version of its kind. Mm-hmm. Like everyone agrees that Google Docs is better than like Microsoft Word, and Google Slides is better than PowerPoint, and Google is just better than every other search engine that tries to exist. I honestly think we should just stick to just all Google products.
I like Google products myself, but... Well, that's interesting. So there's a lot of technology changes this year.
Yeah.
Anything else?
I mean, apparently they've been trying to like use a lot less paper, so a lot of stuff is online. That one didn't, because like they're cutting the paper budget or something. That one didn't surprise me because our school has budget issues like a lot.
I think all schools do. They always want to cut expenses.
Yeah,
and
that's
going
true.
Paperless kind of makes sense anyway, since everybody does everything electronically.
I guess. But like in 7th grade, like we ran out of paper like 3 weeks into the year. So whenever we had quizzes, we had to get like a little like cut like quarter piece of like lined paper.
No.
I remember there was a while where like apparently at a different school that some of my friends go to, like they just turned off the lights for a couple hours to preserve money.
Mm.
Yeah, so that's been a little weird.
Yeah. So, yeah, school stuff. What else has been going on? There was some Spider-Man news that hit today.
Oh, yeah.
Or was it yesterday?
It was a couple of days ago, but it was really recently.
I guess what happened was, you know, Sony still has the rights to the Spider-Man character, but the last 2 Spider-Man movies that are, plus, I guess, you know, Captain America Civil War and Endgame and what was the other one? Infinity War, that all had Spider-Man in them. It was Sony had agreed to let Marvel use the character for their movies, and then I guess they kind of shared the rights to him for a limited time.
It was like Disney got like 5% of the profit for all the Spider-Man like standalone movies that they produced, and Sony got the rest.
Yeah, but I guess that contract was over, and they had to renegotiate a new contract to see if they would allow the Spider-Man to be used in Marvel movies going forward, and those negotiations broke down. And so now Sony has announced it will not be partnering with Marvel for the next Spider-Man movie.
It was like...
Although, I'm still skeptical. I think they still might find a way to make it work. But everyone is... Sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt you. But everyone online is like kind of you know, weeping and wailing and gnashing their teeth because they feel like Spider-Man really belongs in the Marvel Universe, and why can't Sony and Disney make it happen?
I won't say people are, like, panicking, but I think people are definitely, like, angry about it.
Yeah.
Because, like, I think people know that, like, something's going to happen with this, but, like...
Well, especially since they have, like, this really good character, the Tom Holland Spider-Man character that still has lots of room for development and fits well within that universe.
I will say, I used to think that this is all, like, Sony's fault and just Sony's just evil or whatever, but I did figure out that, like, if Sony already had 90% of the profits and then Disney is, like, out of nowhere, like, hey, we want half the profits to a character that you own and we also want all the profits from the merchandising.
Yeah. So, I mean, like anything, it's just a business thing. It's all about money, really.
Yeah, so technically no one's actually evil because they're just businesses, and businesses are just kind of evil by nature.
But for that, that's the reason why I think they'll work it out, though, because there's money to be had.
Yeah.
And they can make more money by working together. And so eventually they've got to find a way to do it because they're not just going to walk away from making more money.
I think it is, like, important people understand, like, that's really all corporations care about is money. So, like, you really can't blame anyone. Like, people are saying, like, ooh, Disney got way too greedy. But, like, yeah, that's every single point. Business yeah. is greedy.
That's the point, is making money for their shareholders and their investors. In other superhero news, you guys watched Batman Begins.
Oh, yeah, that was really fun.
The first of the Christopher Nolan Batman trilogy.
It was a little weird because we saw, like, we were, like, finishing up Parks and Rec. And then we, once we finished the show, we would, it was just a couple episodes we had left. And then we watched, like, most of that. And, like, the next day, we saw, like, the last 30 minutes.
Yeah.
I really enjoyed it.
I like Batman Begins. I don't know if... I think this is not a very popular opinion, but I personally thought it was the best of the three Christopher Nolan movies. I think a lot of people like Dark Knight best. Or maybe The Dark Knight Rises. Is that what the last one's called? I can't even remember.
I've seen, like, a lot of people say that The Dark Knight was...
What, like, is the last best one called? Is it The Dark Knight Rises?
Yeah, not very creative. But
yeah, it's weird. It's sort of redundant to the second one. But
for one thing, it's like the last movie in the trilogy, and now he's rising.
Yeah.
But I've heard, like, I'm pretty excited to get into The Dark Knight because I've seen, like, a lot of websites call it, like, the best superhero movie, like, ever made. Like, up there with, like, Logan or Into the Spider-Verse or Black Panther or stuff like that.
I will say, even though it's, you know, it's a PG-13 superhero movie, it was the one that I thought was the darkest and the most disturbing and violent. I don't know. And I'm not saying you can't watch it or you shouldn't watch it, but it's the one that left me feeling, while I appreciated that it was a good movie, I haven't really felt the desire to go back and watch it again.
Yeah. I know you and Mon don't like it as much as a lot of other people do, but I really liked Batman Begins. I was actually kind of surprised by how fun that one was.
I think you'll like it. And it's not like I didn't like The Dark Knight. It was a good movie. But I don't know.
I was surprised by how fun Batman Begins was. Like,
yeah.
For one thing, I thought there would be just, like, zero jokes. And there were, like, a couple little, like, quips and stuff like that. But it's kind of a weird experience to describe because, like, I feel like it's kind of, like, I feel like the narrative is, like, slightly different because it was made in 2005 than, like, modern-day movies.
Uh-huh.
But I really enjoyed it. I was kind of surprised by, like, I thought that they would do, like, what a lot of superhero movies do and try to, like, ground and humanize things in, like, the source material and reality by, like, because, like, I would think that, like, putting a Batcave and a Batmobile and, like, Batman's, like, actual, like, full cartoon design on screen, I thought that kind of stuff could, like, fail miserably and just be, like, weird. But I think they actually made it work really well. It was really good. I was pretty surprised by how good it was.
So now you get to watch those two movies. I don't know. One day you will have watched all the superhero movies.
I figured out this movie.
I don't know, because they keep making more, though. Is it even possible to watch all the superhero movies?
I figured out this movie is actually a lot like Doctor Strange. Because he's this, like, rich person, like, super rich person who, like, his life is kind of a mess at first and he has, like, a beard. But then he gets trained by, like, ninja warrior people and learns to be a superhero and learns to care, like, not about just himself. And maybe that's kind of, like, maybe Batman Begins is where people kind of developed, like, a superhero formula. I don't know, but
let's do some news.
Now, your tomorrow morning's headlines tonight.
I've got a story from the world of science. There's a new fossil that's been discovered.
Ooh.
And it has the nickname Squawkzilla.
What?
Squawkzilla, a giant prehistoric parrot, has been discovered. A parrot about the size of a small child.
That's kind of awesome.
Its scientific name is Heracles inexpectus. It is a supersized parrot found in by Australian researchers in New Zealand. The bones of the bird are somewhere between 16 and 19 million years old, and it was discovered in a now extinct lake in St. Bothans. The bones were actually discovered in 2008, but it was misidentified as an enormous, possibly human-eating eagle.
That's terrifying.
Yeah. But now they've discovered it was actually a giant parrot, and they're calling it Squawkzilla.
You know what I think of? I think of this is like, I guess like every single dinosaur was just like a gigantic version of animals we have now. It's starting to feel like every single prehistoric animal is just like a gigantic version of just modern day animals.
Yeah. Michael Archer, a paleontologist at the University of New South Wales, who was involved in the study, remarked that the bird's stature would make it able to pick the lint out of your belly button. That's how tall it is. Like a full grown person, it could like reach with its beak into your belly button. That's kind of a weird example to use.
Yeah.
The study says that giganticism is not uncommon on islands, specifically in New Zealand, where scientists have been digging up the remains of outsized animals since the early 19th century. Allison Schultz, an associate curator of ornithology at the Natural History Museum of Los Angeles County, told NPR, this is a story from NPR, that Heracles' story fits the pattern of what has happened to the bird species over the ages. They get onto an island, lose the ability to fly, and get really big. However, Schultz noted that bird fossil record is fairly poor compared to the mammal fossil record because birds don't fossilize very well. It's because birds have hollow bones, and the bones are kind of fragile. So a lot of times you just won't find the bones, the fossilized bones, like you will with mammals, because they're so delicate. So anytime she says, we can add to the bird story, it's pretty exciting. Heracles was the largest parrot ever, at least that they know of so far, with a massive parrot beak that could crack wide open anything it fancied and may well have dined on more than conventional parrot foods and perhaps even other parrots, said the study's co-author, Professor Mike Archer. It lived with a similar-sized eagle, but at most these would have preyed on its chicks or eggs. So giant parrot named Squawkzilla. I like the nickname more than anything, Squawkzilla.
That's really interesting.
Yeah.
I kind of think like prehistoric times and dinosaurs and stuff is like maybe like the most interesting field of science.
It always makes you think like if you had a time machine and you could go back and see all these crazy giant creatures, it'd be really interesting.
It would be. And it makes me wonder.
But also like, terrifying.
I think it would also be really, really cool, but also terrifying if we figured out how to like extract like DNA from dinosaur flesh and like just
and
grow dinosaurs.
A theme park.
I mean, it would
we
also
call
be
it
like
Jurassic Park.
I have thought about how like there's literally no reason to bring back dinosaurs other than just like basically for fun.
Your scientists were so preoccupied with whether or not they could, they didn't stop to think if they should.
Right?
Like there's no other justification for it, but I still think it'd be really cool.
Yeah. The other thing I think that would be creepy if you went back in time is seeing like the giant insects, like the centipedes that were like, you know, a meter long.
I forgot about those.
The giant bugs that they had in prehistoric times.
There's some bugs that you're not like imagining being like a meter long.
Yeah.
That is terrifying.
Pretty crazy. You want to share your story?
It says, residents baffled by creepy dolls left around Missouri County.
Creepy dolls. Tell us more.
Oh, I thought you were playing a drop. So this says,
that just kind of goes on.
Yeah, that really does. This says, authorities in Missouri are investigating after residents reported finding creepy dolls posed in odd locations around a county. It says, residents in Jefferson County said the dolls have been discovered posed in strange locations that sometimes lead them to initially be confused for children. Angela Ravelet said, when we found this one, it was laying in front of our building. We picked it up, and it was a doll. They've been hanging on top of stop signs, laying in front of the license office, Angela Ravelet told KTVI-TV. The dolls have been discovered in both Festus and Crystal City. I don't think they should have spread it out over, like, an entire county. I think it would be creepier if they put it in, like, one of those really, really small towns that you drive past, like, some of those, like, really, like, areas where there's just, like, a whole bunch of tiny towns.
Yeah.
I think it'd be cool if you just bombed that place with, like, 1,000 dolls. So you can, like, be out. You can just be driving in the middle of nowhere and you find, like, this old, like, town that, like, almost no one lives in where there's just a whole bunch of dolls.
So it's creepy that someone is putting dolls throughout the town, but it would be creepier if they put them, like, all in one person, like, in one person's yard or, like, one person's house.
Maybe not.
Or like if you had a house with like a backyard that had like woods in it, they'd just be like back in the woods staring out from the woods at you.
It would be kind of creepy if they're putting like all of the woods in one town.
Yeah.
I feel like if it was one house, then it would be like too obvious that it's like just a prank. But like it would be really surreal to just walk around like maybe just like one neighborhood or whatever and just see like dolls like spread out like everywhere. But like still in a place where like you like are constantly seeing them.
Child-sized dolls are creepy, though. Like, if you see one out of the corner of your eye, and you're like, ew, I don't like that.
Yeah.
Like, it's kind of like when you see, sometimes when you're in a store and you see a mannequin,
ooh,
and you don't notice that it's a mannequin at first, and it kind of creeps you out.
Yeah. Have you ever, like, walked, like, really close to a mannequin, and, like, you think they're walking past a person, and you realize it's a mannequin?
So do you think whoever's doing this is doing it as like, a joke because they think it's funny?
Yeah.
Is there some other reason to do it? I guess there's not really, unless they're just weird or disturbed or something.
So Tim Lewis said, we think it's a joke, but if someone thinks it's a child and they take steps to get that child out of traffic and they get injured, it's not a joke anymore, he said. Wait, so did they put them like on the roads?
I think they have one like hanging from a stop sign or something, right?
Okay. I kind of do think they should stay away from like traffic areas.
They'd have to figure out who's doing it to put a stop to it. I don't know. It's pretty weird.
Yeah.
Just a strange story. All these kid or child-sized dolls all over this county.
Maybe what I would do is I would like find a random home and like where like the like parents are off for work or something. And I would like put a doll.
Is this your evil
plan? I would put a doll for where every family member that's, like, left to go do something would be. So that way when, like, a kid gets home, they'll, like, find, like, where all their family members be, and there'd just be a doll there.
And you know what I wouldn't like? If you're really trying to terrify someone, you would put, like, a doll, like, outside the windows of all the windows. So when they, like, look out the window, there's this face staring in at them. Isn't that, like, the creepiest thing?
That would be creepy.
Because, like, right now we're sitting and there's, like, windows in the family room and windows in the kitchen. And if you looked out and you just saw like this face staring back at you, it'd be pretty creepy, right?
Maybe you could like put them all on someone's dresser so they just like pulled open. It's just a whole bunch of dolls.
Like the idea of like looking out the window and seeing someone staring back at you is creepy. You can creep yourself out just thinking about it.
Yeah.
So if you put some dolls outside someone's window so that like when they open the blinds, it's like looking, it would really startle you.
Maybe they could, like, put the dolls behind everyone's belongings. They're just hiding everywhere.
I have one more story. We have a new Guinness World Record for oldest woman ever to do a tandem skydiving. Do you know what tandem skydiving is? You know what skydiving is? Jumping out of an airplane with a parachute,
yeah,
right?
A tandem skydiving is where, like, you skydive with two people, right?
Yeah, so it's like attached to another person. So like you don't have to have any training to do it.
Okay.
You're just attached to another person. So there's two people attached and they just use one parachute.
Okay.
So it's easier. Like you don't have to do a lot of training. You can just do it. The oldest woman ever to do tandem skydiving. Guess how old she was?
90s. Late 80s. 100s. Holy cow, 103? Oh, wow.
Yes. She was 103 years old. A Seattle woman celebrated her 103-year-old birthday by setting a new Guinness World Record. Catherine Kitty Hodges was strapped to a skydive Snohomish instructor Thursday when she jumped out of a plane at 10,000 feet over Snohomish County alongside her son, Warren Hodges, and a few other family members. "It's fun, so why not have some fun? Hallelujah," Hodges told KINGTV.
Do you think it's safe to say that this person is maybe having some sort of crisis?
I don't know. At 103, I don't think you have crises anymore. I think you do just whatever the heck you want.
Or maybe just like they just want to like accomplish like everything that's left in life.
So Warren Hodges, who is her son, had been skydiving a few times and suggested the Guinness attempt to his mother. The Skydive Snohomish officials said the current age record was 100, but a news report from Australia indicates a 102-year-old woman went skydiving last year.
Holy cow. Wait, so how old is his son or her son?
I don't know. I was wondering that too, because if he's 103, he could be 80. He could be like in his 70s or 80s. Probably not 80s, but you know, he could be 80 or 81, 82.
I wonder if like skydiving is really that hard for old people.
Her quote was, "It was kind of overwhelming. I didn't know what to say. I was so nervous." But she did it. So way to go, 103-year-old Kitty Hodges.
Speaking of things that like make you nervous just thinking about it, I think skydiving fits that category.
Yeah, it does. It makes me nervous.
I do not like thinking about skydiving.
Let's play an Alexa game.
Shall we play a game?
Oh, love to. How about global thermonuclear war?
Sorry, I don't know that.
That drop is so cheesy.
It's from the movie War Games. You should see that movie sometime. It's pretty good, actually. It would seem really out of date, and I don't know if you'd really... Oh, it's very much about the Cold War and the Russians, but you saw the last episode of Stranger Things, so you know all about it now.
Yeah.
The last season, I should say. Alexa, let's play True or False.
Welcome back to True or False.
How many people want to play?
Two.
Great, two it is. I'll ask you 5 questions each and then we'll see how you got on. Player one. On your marks. Here we go. True or false? Most people in the world originally descended from Africa?
True. I think I've heard that one before.
Boom. You're right. Most Eurasians descend from a single group of humans who swept out of Africa 50,000 to 60,000 years ago. Player 2. True or false? The word balaclava means hidden face in Ukrainian?
True.
Oops, you got that one
wrong.
I had
no idea, I just guessed.
The word stems from the Battle of Balaclava in the Crimean War. The garments covered the face and neck of the freezing soldiers. Don't worry though, about 2/3 of players get it wrong too. Player 1. True or false, the largest organ in your body is your liver?
True?
Actually, you're wrong.
Skin.
Your liver is your largest internal organ. Your largest overall is your skin.
Skin is not an organ.
Yes, it is.
True or false? A day on Mercury lasts longer than its year?
True.
You got it. A day on Mercury lasts 176 Earth days, whereas a year is just under 88 Earth
days. Spins really slowly.
Player one. True or false? The mythical character Pegasus flew too close to the sun?
True?
Bad luck. You got that
Sounds
one
like
wrong.
Who...
It was Icarus.
Icarus.
Who flew too close to the sun.
Have you heard that?
Player
enough?
Two.
I think I have.
True or false? The world's population is more than 7 times bigger than it was 200 years ago.
True.
Definitely.
Boom. You're right. It was only 1 billion in 1800, while today the population is roughly 7.6 billion. Player 1. True or false, the Battle of Hastings was one of the largest medieval battles in history?
True? Never really heard of that battle before.
You got that
but...
one wrong.
Oh.
While a pivotal battle in English and European history, the battle only involved around 25,000 men. Don't
only
worry
25,000.
About 70%
like
of players get it wrong too. Player 2. True or false, you can buy a Lamborghini tractor?
True.
I'm impressed. The supercar really manufacturer started making tractors
like
in 1948.
Weird if that was false.
Player 1. True or false, the ancient Romans were the earliest large-scale users of concrete.
False.
Actually,
you're
wrong.
It sounded like a false one.
It was widely used in the empire. Player 2. True or false, lobster used to only be eaten by poor people?
True.
Inmates. Well done. They used to be fed to animals but were eventually rebranded as a delicacy and grew in popularity among the upper classes. Time for a break. Let's check on the scores. Player 1, you got 1 out of 5 right. Player 2, you got 4 out of 5 right. Which means player 2 wins this round. Well done, player 2.
Should do one
Want
more.
Want to play another round?
Sure. Yes.
Okay, great. I'll ask you 5 questions each and then we'll see how you got on. Player 1, you're up. True or false, the Amish population drops by half every 10 years?
True.
Oops, you got that one wrong.
Wouldn't surprise me.
In fact, the Amish population is increasing quickly due to a high birth rate. Don't
You're
worry,
though. Over.
About 3/5 of players get it wrong, too. Player 2. True or false, during the Ice Age, you could walk from Asia to the Americas?
True.
You got it.
I don't think you could live
You could walk on an ice bridge
Strait.
That was approximately 620 miles wide. Player 1. True or false, the brain uses 80% of all the oxygen in your blood?
Could you repeat that?
Player 1. True or false, the brain uses 80% of all the oxygen in your blood?
True.
Bad luck. You got that one wrong.
That uses some
oxygen.
An
adult brain uses about 20% of the body's oxygen. Don't worry, though. About 3/5 of players get it wrong, too.
Your other organs.
Player 2. True or false, a volcanic eruption could increase global temperatures?
True.
I think it cools.
Bad luck. A large eruption is more likely to lower global temperatures as thick clouds of ash and molten rock block out the sun's energy. Don't worry, though. About 3/4 of players get it wrong, too. Player 1. True or false, a dipper is a tool for planting seeds?
False? Sounds like a false question.
Oops,
oh my gosh.
It's a pointed wooden stick used to make holes in the ground for seeds. Player 2. True or false, a viaduct is a system for transporting water?
True. No.
Or is Bad
that
luck.
Aqueduct?
You That's got that
aqueduct.
One wrong.
Dang it.
It's an aqueduct. Don't worry, though. About 2/3 of players get it wrong,
too. I realize too late.
Player 1. True or false, Alaska contains the most northerly and westerly points of the U.S.
True.
Nice work.
Okay.
The most northerly point
Hawaii
is Point Barrow and the most westerly is Cape Wrangell. Player 2. True or false, the Egyptian Queen Cleopatra and Roman Emperor Julius Caesar were married.
False.
You got that one wrong.
Oh.
When he died, she married his right-hand man, Mark Antony, to maintain the diplomatic alliance.
Wait,
don't
that's
worry about About 55%
of
players get it wrong, too.
So they were married originally, and then she married
Player
Mark
one.
Antony.
Okay. True or false, in Vietnam, it's rude to give yellow flowers?
True?
Good work.
I mean,
they are considered
it's
a
not
bad,
bad.
Name. Player 2. True or false, hippos primarily eat fish?
False.
I'm impressed.
What kind of question is
they
that?
They only eat grass.
They eat
Time for a break.
They're herbivores.
Let's check
that's
on the scores.
That's kind of interesting, actually.
Player 1, you got 2 out of 5 right. Player yeah. two, you got 2 out of 5 right, which means everyone drawed. Want to play another round?
No.
Okay, thanks for playing. Player 1, you got 3 out of 10 right. Player 2, nice. You got 6 out of 10 right.
That's not great.
Which means player 2 wins this round. Well That's, done, player 2.
When you think, like,
goodbye.
If total chance, you should get about 5 out of 10.
Yeah.
You didn't have a good round. I only got 6 out of 10, which is not much to brag about.
Yeah.
Oh, well, that was fun. Anyway.
I think I made a comeback, though. The first time you I did. Got 1 out of 5.
Made a comeback.
The second time I only made 40% of it.
Yeah. Oh, well, that's fun. There's only one last thing to do on the podcast, and that is...
3 words for you. Treat yourself.
Treat yourself.
Treat yourself.
Okay, so for treat yourself, we are actually in the car. We just drove through Burger King drive-through, and we got... what we're going to try for treat yourself this week, which is an Impossible Whopper. I've got Henry in the car with us. Got William here.
Hello.
We were also going to try, in addition to the Impossible Whopper, we were going to try the new Popeye's chicken sandwich, but it was sold out at our location. There was still a big long line at the Popeye's drive-thru, but the Popeye's chicken sandwich that everyone's been talking about this week was sold out. Probably because everybody's been talking about it. Spoiler, Mom and I have already tried it. It was really, really good. In fact, I would go so far as to say it is.
Yum, 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 yum. Delicioso.
The new Popeye's chicken sandwich is really good. We tried, there's two versions, the spicy version and the classic version. The spicy version is really good. But the Impossible Whopper is also something people have been talking about. And the thing they talk, the reason they're talking about it is because it is totally vegetarian. It is made with a vegetarian patty that supposedly tastes just like meat. I have not tried, but we're going to try it right now and let you know what we think of it. I've got an Impossible Whopper in my hand right now. It definitely looks like a burger. It looks like a meat patty.
I am really curious about this one.
All right.
I feel like it would just be kind of like slightly underwhelming.
We will each take a bite and then we'll tell you what we think. All right, what do we think of the Impossible Whopper?
I think it definitely is an Impossible Whopper, just because it tastes exactly the same.
And how would you rate it, according to our scale?
I guess like a high okay, I don't know. I mean, it's a burger. It's just a pretty, like... I mean, it wasn't a very, like, good burger in general, but, like...
I kind of like Whoppers. Burger King is one of those restaurants that I never think to go to. Like, for some reason, it's just not on my brain. And I always have to remember, like, if I do want to go to a Burger King, I go there, like, maybe once every 2 years. I never think about Burger King, but I actually like Whoppers.
Maybe I just don't
I think those. I agree that this is okay. I don't think it's delicious. The texture is really good. The texture is like hamburger. But the taste is not quite as good, I don't think, personally.
Maybe I, like, just don't feel up to burgers as much. But, like, I feel like the patty tastes, like, exactly the same as a normal burger. It's weird.
In my opinion, okay, I'm gonna give it delicious because it does taste like the burger, but, like,
yum, 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 delicioso!
But I don't know why, but for some reason it tastes better, in my opinion.
You like it better than a regular
burger?
Or maybe
burger? I just never have Burger King, and might, it's just a better than average burger.
Yeah. I might have given it a higher rating if it was, like, actually lunchtime, but, like, now that I'm eating it, like... 9:30 after dinner, like, it doesn't really feel, like, that appetizing.
It's not bad. It's pretty good. I'll say this, like, I wouldn't eat this and go, ooh, it's gross. It's like fake meat. It's trying to be a burger. It tastes like a burger. It just doesn't taste quite as good as a burger to me.
It does have a little bit of a weird, like, aftertaste. Like, just a little bit, but, like...
The texture's really good, though. It's definitely, it's like, really, tastes like really a burger good. Burger patty.
I will say, like, the best burger patties are not from, like huge chains. Like, the best burger pies are the ones that are, like, homemade from, like, just, like, single locations.
Except for In-N-Out. In-N-Out's really good.
So Henry thinks that it's delicious. William and I just rated it okay, but none of us hated it. We all thought it was pretty good.
I was surprised by how decent that was.
Yeah. So the Impossible Burger from Burger King, not that bad, maybe even delicious. That's our verdict.
So that was Treat Yourself, and that is our podcast.
Thanks to William for being on the podcast. Thanks to Henry for joining us. And thank you especially to everyone who's listening. If you are listening, let us know. You can email us at tuckedabpodcast@gmail.com. You can find us at tuckedabpodcast on Facebook and Instagram. And you can find us at tuckedabpodcast.com, where you can download and stream all of our podcasts. If you like the podcast and you want to help us out, there are two things you can do. One, you can tell a friend. And two, you can leave us a 5-star review. If you subscribe, rate, and review us, leave us a 5-star review wherever you found the podcast. That helps us kind of get the word out about the podcast and helps other people be able to find the podcast as well. So if you've done that, we really appreciate it. Thank you. This has been a lot of fun, and we'll see you later. Last time.